It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. As the state legislature wraps up for the year, we wanted to take a look back at 2015 with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, looking back at 2015, what do you think of as the big successes for Governor Snyder and the legislature?
Well, it's not a long list, but there are some on it. I mean, the big issue was the road package in the fall, but they also passed after a struggle, teacher evaluation and third grade reading. But it's not like the first couple years of the governor's first term where, you know, they had this tremendous agenda that they got accomplished. They did do some things, but it's like I said, it's not a long list.
So, Susan, when you look at 2015, where do you think Governor Snyder and the legislature either failed to take action on an issue or maybe just missed the boat on something?
There's been a longstanding debate about energy policy in the state, and we haven't gotten very far on that discussion. And, you know, as I mentioned, we're heading into an election year, and it's a very dicey and complicated subject. I'm not sure that we'll see much action on that. We also have a real crisis in Detroit public schools, which the governor just frankly could not tackle this year after he spent so much political capital on the roads. That's left hanging out there. I would say those are two big issues.
We know we're a year out from the Detroit bankruptcy, but another Michigan city that's been getting a lot of attention is Flint, moving through the water crisis there. Susan, are we going to see lingering issues from the state's involvement in that water crisis?
There are certainly lingering issues, certainly for the people of Flint. There are lingering health issues, probably long-term issues. So that's the most important issue that they will be dealing with. There has been a lawsuit that's been filed looking at who is responsible for all this. So, you know, the state is certainly not out of the woods on this issue. At this point, I don't see anything for the legislature specifically to tackle, but I think that there are still a lot of questions about exactly who approved this and why was evidence discarded for so long. And this may be a cloud hanging over the Snyder administration for the rest of the term.
Ken, what are your thoughts about the Flint water crisis? Because it taps into this lingering question about aging infrastructure in Michigan.
Well, in terms of full disclosure, I'm co-chairing the Flint Water Advisory Task Force that's doing the investigation as to what happened and why and what needs to be done to prevent a reoccurrence. And I will say in our first few weeks, really, of reviewing this, this is a very, very serious situation. Not just how did it happen and why, but going forward in terms of public health issues related to lead lingering in particularly blood of young children. It is a very troubling situation in Flint, and it adds to it because of the failure of government to protect the population.
When we look into 2016, and as you mentioned, Susan, you don't expect to see a lot, but are there any legislative issues that you think there can be movement on?
I'm not sure that the legislature has a choice but to do something on Detroit public schools. I don't think that issue really can wait until after the election. And that will be a very difficult vote for a lot of people. And at this point, I'm not sure if the governor will be able to round up the support for that. As for other issues to tackle next year, you know, it's an election year. Obviously, we have a budget to do. I would expect that it will be, unless there's some sort of financial issue we're not aware of that would severely impact the budget, I think we'll see some more modest increases so House members can campaign on fiscal responsibility and balanced budgets and some investments in Michigan. But generally, it's election years mean that it's rather quiet in the Capitol.
Ken, I'll give you the last word here. 2016?
Yeah, I think there's another dynamic that's going to start taking place. You know, as governors start getting into their second term, as this governor is, two things happen. One is you run into sort of agenda fatigue. You kind of run out of big ideas. And the other thing, it gets more and more difficult to marshal the legislative troops as your lame duck status begins to take hold. And I think you'll see that dynamic starting in 2016.
Well, we'll definitely check back in with both of you after the first of the year. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Happy holidays to both of you, and we'll talk in January.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.